Okay, if I've done this right, we're live. Yay.
Beware.
And then no one said anything, so I didn't know if my audio was working. Welcome to Pack Tactics, a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I will be your DM for the evening. My name is Crash, and today I am joined by Ellie, Jen, and Cindy. So, where we left off, there was a lot of fun, excitement, and nothing bad happened to anyone. Well, in a different campaign. In our campaign, rocks fell. Some things that had died got up and attacked. There was a wonderful battle that involved a bunch of undead versus the kobolds, including a life domain cleric and a paladin. So that went as one might expect, although there were a lot of death saves. A significant number of death saves. One could argue too many death saves.
Several people died repeatedly.
Well, they were technically unconscious.
Several people almost died repeatedly.
Yes, they were pre-dead. It's like when you have a frozen meal that you haven't cooked yet. Is it really food already? But never mind about that. And it was discovered that one of the corpses that you were able to destroy may or may not have blendered. I wasn't really keeping track of which ones were blended and which ones weren't. But the fun fact, dragonborn skeletons do blend. If you're asking, will they blend? They do. Happened to be one of the ancestors of Fennec Sr., a dragonborn librarian. It's not a class, but it should be. Because Conan would have been an excellent librarian, I think. It's not my joke. I know it's not my joke, but I don't care. I would totally roll up a character named Conan the Librarian, and it would be banned from any campaign that I tried to play it in. But I don't care. That's why it's going to be an NPC. Just saying.
I can see Conan the Librarian getting very loud when someone talks and then throwing like an axe at their head or something.
I'm sorry, I lost the library book. Slash.
Oh, look at that.
Ellie, you are very good at finding things very quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not going to watch that because it would play the audio over the stream. Fun fact.
I was watching that and didn't want to play the audio over the stream. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, your audio won't go over the stream so much, but everything that comes through my speakers right now is fed through the stream, through OBS.
I will wait on that.
But I'm just looking at the thumbnail for it and the title, UHF Conan the Librarian. Yes, I would watch that. Again, fun fact, as soon as I mentioned Conan the Librarian, the number of viewers of the stream reduced by half.
Oh.
So there's that.
Not fans of Conan the Librarian. Okay.
That's a shame. Well, Dar the Librarian had a journal, a diary, if you will, with him. And that has been read over the course of the events from last week and today by Marwise. Marwise has transcribed the diary with Fennec Sr.'s permission into her own notes and then returned it back. And meanwhile, Zeely, during this long rest period, did come back from the temple. She was gone for a while, but now she's back. Apparently, their questioning of the one dragonborn traitor that you captured wasn't very fruitful, but they had slightly better results with examining their possessions. The possessions of the one that you killed dissolved with the body, so there was nothing there. But the one that you captured, the sword was indeed of magical nature and did bad things. Not that you needed to investigate that. You already kind of knew that because of what it did to the party. They also had a magical stone on them called a sending stone that no one was willing to attempt to use because you didn't know who was on the other end. But basically, think of it like a infinite range walkie-talkie that looks like a pebble. But you were able to do, and by you I mean the clerics and paladins, and with Zeely's help, were able to do some scrying and were able to determine that the person on the other end was still around in town somewhere. They weren't able to narrow it down. there were some things that were getting in the way of getting an exact location. But beyond that, there wasn't a whole lot of detail. So what would you like to do now?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
I know. Take over the world. No, tonight we will save the world. Egad, Zaldane, save the world? Yes. So it's available to take over tomorrow night. I'm sorry, but that was the best part ever for Pinky in the Brain. Never mind about that.
Okay, so if last time, if I understand correctly, Gox got possessed by a ghost, is he still possessed?
No.
So far
as anyone has been able to determine, the spirits that were doing the possessions are at peace.
Okay. Is he aware he was possessed?
He's been told, but he has no memory of actually being possessed. He was standing in one spot, and then he was standing at another.
Okay, that'll do.
Gox is going to kill all the ghosts.
Yeah, maybe? But how do you chop off a ghost's head?
Oh, yeah. That's a little hard to do.
And technically, they're already dead, so I guess you don't need to know that they're dead? Because they are?
I guess.
These are the deep philosophical questions that a barbarian with some very low roles in the mental attributes will stay up late asking.
Yeah. He's probably been up part of the night asking his brother, like, well, if you can't really hit them, can you, like, blow them out like a candle and have them disappear for good? Or does that not happen? Things like that.
I imagine that Sox would alternate between saying, I don't know, brother, and, like, trying to just, like, encouraging him to think of something else, and occasionally forgetting who Gox is and trying to explain it anyway. Just going back and forth between them.
Yeah. Something like that.
Like going between explaining the intricate details of quantum theory and then switching to saying a wizard did it. No, I don't know where the wizard is. We can't take their head off. No, I don't know how to start looking for the wizard.
Well, if he comes back, would you know who? It'd be like that.
No one drew a picture of the wizard. We don't know what they look like.
Is the wizard also a ghost?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, I don't good know question. If Gox would have come up with that one, though. That's a step beyond, I think. It's a good one, though.
You know what? This is all canon.
Sure, why not?
And at some point, Marwise walked by the room after getting like a glass of water halfway through transcribing the diary and just stuck her head in and say, what if the wizard was a ghost? And then that derailed the entire conversation.
I think he'd be asking things like, how did you know there was a ghost in me and how did you get him out? And being all confused about that too. You know?
They convinced her to leave on her own.
Yeah, he'd be asking a lot to go from there. Okay. So now what? It's the... Where are we at in time frame? Is this the night of those events or the next day?
The next day. You've all had a long rest. You are all up to level 13.
Okay.
By the way, for that conversation, Gox and Marwise, if you don't already have inspiration, you have it now.
Aww. I have it, but I appreciate that.
Then we just poured additional water over top of your already full glass.
Yes.
There is now a puddle on the floor. Someone's going to have to clean that up. This is the part where Zili comes by and casts prestidigitation, because that's what Zili does.
Yeah.
That or destroy it with fire, which would also work.
All right. Well, if it's the next day, if Gox is awake, he's going to go looking for breakfast.
Well, as has become tradition, Fennec Sr. has been cooking breakfast every day. You get the sense that he really enjoys doing that particular activity. He didn't seem to do it too much when he was living with the kobolds back in Coomeridge. Mm-hmm. But in this particular environment, he's home. He's enjoying being home.
Understandably.
Mm. So, bacon and eggs for everybody.
All right.
Yay. Thank you, Fenix.
So, did you glean any insights from my ancestor's diary?
There's a few things. He led an interesting life. I'd like to learn more about the temple that his last expedition was in. Seems like there was a few things going on there.
You're not the only one who'd be interested in that. Until we discovered his remains and the diary that you were reading last night, it was assumed that no one had made it back at all. It was considered a failed expedition, and no follow-ups were sent because there were no experts who knew as much about that setting than he did. That and the magical items that allow you to breathe underwater are kind of rare and difficult to make.
True, but we do have this cloak, too.
The hint right there was that that cloak was procured specifically for that mission. Without going in character for everything, the temple that the expedition was meant to discover was a temple that predated the Circulian Empire. So not a whole lot was known about whatever was practiced there, whatever deities were worshipped there, because the Empire historically had this thing about anything that predated it. Their official story that they shared with their citizens was that the Empire was as old as the world. It was created in the beginning, it was divinely ordained, and nothing existed before it. So if anything was found that was in fact older than the Empire, and demonstrated that was older than the Empire destroyed everything they discovered. And anyone who had information on it was either encouraged to keep quiet, or was silenced through a variety of means.
Either encouraged to keep quiet or encouraged to keep quiet.
Yes, exactly. One, the other, or occasionally, if they weren't very trustworthy, both. So, with that being said, over the past 1,000 years since the Empire fell and all the various principalities broke up into smaller kingdoms and such, there have been a significant number of people who went around trying to rediscover this lost history. A lot of it has been discovered in the Orklands, in that one island that's in the top, to the northwest area of the Ring of Circulus, because it was all jungle and dinosaurs and orcs, and no one really wanted to go there except for the orcs and the barbarians that live there. So there was a lot of history that was there because no one went there to discover it before. But some stuff managed to get buried, or in this case, fall into the ocean through various means. So it was out of the Empire's grasp because no one was looking for it. And over the years, some people have found some of it. This temple was considered to be a pretty good find because of how old it was. And it was, in the few documents that were found that referenced it, that particular civilization was known for its ability to store and preserve things, so there would be a lot of artifacts, perhaps. But no one's come back from it alive, except for Dar Generalis, who didn't quite make it home. And that is everything Fennec Sr. knows about it, although there's probably a lot more in books.
Yeah, so in that case, probably a good next move is to go to Fennec's library and look for any writings Dar previously made on the temple, and especially try to get its whereabouts, or at least where he was searching for it.
Okay. At this point, you are able to successfully resist the urge to do a Disney song and dance every time you step into the library. Although you may choose to do that if you wish. That being said, give me a history check.
Rolled a 6, got a 12.
Wow.
You know what? You were a primary factor in helping to reorganize the library after it got ransacked. I'll allow you a second roll. Let this be a roll with advantage, if I can speak properly. A 22 is slightly higher than a 12. Okay. So you are able to find the section of the library that was meant for books that were specifically written by Dar. He had a whole section of books that he'd written himself. There's a few that are missing. It's possible that those few are currently in tatters and in the repair these pile that you're going to get to eventually, probably. But with a 22, I would say that you are able to find the book that talks specifically about what Dar knew about that temple. And what he knew about it wasn't a temple of light-worshipping, lawful good individuals. It was a bit more of a death culty type thing that worshipped things from the deep recesses of the ocean.
I'm getting Dagon vibes already. So, all right, I'm going to read through the book, trying to take special note of things like location or anything else we can do to prepare ourselves for it.
The location isn't too far away in the grand scheme of things. You could probably make it there in about 3 days' journey.
All right.
Well, you could make it to the closest part of the shore in 3 days. Getting out there on the water would be a bit longer. And also, you are currently the only member of the party that would be able to breathe underwater.
Okay, that might be a problem.
Well, it wouldn't be a problem for you.
Yeah, but I like my friends, and I don't want them drowning to save my curiosity.
Oh. And technically, Daldane could polymorph one of them into a shark. Well, in any case, you have some packing to do, and part of that packing involves figuring out a way to breathe.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up everything I found to the rest of the party. Mentioned I'd like to check the place out when we can, but definitely need to make sure they can breathe first.
So we're going to a temple where we can't breathe?
Yes, it's underwater.
Why is it underwater?
That's one thing I'd like to find out.
Why are we going?
Because it isn't there.
Well, how are we going to know if we got there if it isn't there?
I love this game. When Gox asked that question, like that silence afterwards, that's canon. Everyone just like pauses for a moment.
That's about what I figured.
Tries to think of a response.
Like, yeah, well, he's not that bright. He can't help it. You know?
And Gox has probably never heard someone make the joke of, well, why did you climb the mountain? Because it's there.
Probably not, no.
Fennec Sr. suggests that some of the shops in town may have supplies that could assist you, but it's been 10 years since he really went shopping for any kind of magical item. So, well, in this part of the world, so he doesn't know for sure. If not, the city of De Perfecta is not too far away, as you already know, because you took a carriage ride here. Not that you enjoyed the carriage ride. You probably were asleep for most of it. But that's one of the largest cities on the continent, and they would definitely be able to provide or procure any supplies that you might need, provided you had the coin.
Well, I have coins. What do we need?
Just stuff so we can all breathe when we're underwater.
That's really, yeah, okay.
Rations that can survive underwater adventures might also be useful.
True.
How long are we going to be underwater?
That's probably going to be left up to you guys, because with the pure history of that temple, I might not want to leave.
Just pull Marwise away if she starts talking about Cthulhu and where he lies sleeping.
Okay. I don't know who that guy is, but I can pull away, sure.
Well, let's go get outfitted then.
We need outfits?
Well, yeah, you don't want your clothes to get damp.
Time for a shopping montage. Cue the upbeat, sappy music. The Welcome to Paris song from Anastasia would be perfect for this, I think.
It's been a while since I've watched that. I can't remember.
Okay, so what would you like to buy?
Cox doesn't know. He's just going to follow around the other kobolds, and if they need money, he's going to give them money because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Playing true to the character.
Mm-hmm.
Do we... I don't remember if this is a going concern in D&D. Do we need to worry about pressure?
You cut out. What was it?
You need to worry about pressure. Answer is it really depends on if you hear Billy Joel singing a song.
Okay.
Or possibly David Bowie and Queen.
This is also true.
Yeah.
But if you hear Queen singing the song, then you know that you're also the champions, so you should be okay. Because you're going to rock them.
There we go.
Hello, my name is Crash, and I am a horrible person. So, D&D Beyond, I love that it has all the rule books, and I love that it has a section on buying magical items.
Oh, okay. Gox is assuming you guys know what you're looking for. He's got no idea.
It's not wise to assume that.
He's not wise.
Accurate? So, what specifically do you go looking for? I mean, you've got the whole town laid out ahead of you. Fennec Sr. and Sox and Zeely elect to stay behind. But the three of you are heading out into the shops to buy stuff. He did give you some directions, and you remember from before, because you were buying some healing potions before, which shops might be the best results. But it's up to you. What do you want to try to look for?
Apparatus of Quellish.
give me an investigation check if you want the apparatus of Quellish.
That's a dangerous request.
I know.
31.
31.
Whoa.
Well,
I was joking, but if they happen to have one.
Well, they don't have one per se. They know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy in De Perfecta. But they have it on good authority that you could, in theory, get your hands on it for the low, low price of, I'm going to roll this in Discord.
That's a lot of typing for a dice roll.
That's a lot of typing. Oh, my.
The low, low price of 125,000 gold. But you could probably, if you haggled with them, get it down to an even 120,000.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
What's it going to take to get you into this apparatus of Qualish today?
Another 110 years of performing by the state of my current finance.
You have inspiration. Okay, so you did a search for an apparatus of Qualish. Unfortunately, it's slightly out of your current price range. What else do you want to look for? And you don't have to give me a specific name. You could look for the kind of thing you're looking for.
My first instinct's probably going to be to get more cloaks like the one we found.
Okay. Give me
so we did need an outfits. Investigation check. Okay.
My investigation's not good.
All in the hand.
Okay.
Wow.
So... You find a cloak of the quilt, which is not a magical item. It's just a cloak that's made out of a quilt. So, I mean, it looks fashionable if you're blind. But that doesn't help you in the situation. Meanwhile, while you are explaining to the individual trying to sell you this cloak, who's actually kind of persistent about it, trying to explain to them that that's not exactly what you were looking for, Daldane does just like a quick glance around and finds a shop and walks into it, and it just so happens it's a shop that sells cloaks, a wide variety of cloaks, some of which are said to have magical powers.
I'm going to follow Daldane because she looks like she knows what she's doing.
And Marwise, this person is still trying to sell you this cloak. It's a steal at only 3 gold. You're not entirely sure it wasn't stolen.
No, thank you.
They are rather persistent. But look at the fine stitching right here.
Okay, after like the third no thank you, I'm just going to start walking away.
They step in front of you.
Can I still see out to where Wise is from where I am in the...
Sure.
Okay, so I see this guy bugging her, and I'm going to go up behind Marwise and just glare at the salesman.
Give me an intimidation check.
Awesome. 20.
A nat 20?
Yeah.
Okay. They suddenly realize that they may have, in fact, left the kettle on. at home in another part of town.
Okay, that problem solved.
Another part of another town.
There is a Looney Tunes style dust cloud where they were standing. With a nat 20, that's what you get.
There we go, yeah.
I would have also accepted a variety of roleplay options to try to talk them out of it, but let's go with a nat 20 on intimidation. Okay, so the shop that you go into does in fact have a variety of cloaks as well. The main thing that they tend to sell is something called a cloak of many fashions, which is a common magical item. And it's kind of neat because you can basically, as a bonus action, change the style, color, or quality of the cloak to whatever you feel like it should be. So a lot of people pick this and buy this if they have enough money to buy it, because then they don't have to buy any of their cloaks. Magical items don't really wear out over time, and whatever fashion is current, they can just have it be that. But they do have a few specialty items in the back for the discerning kobolds of interest.
What's a discerning?
It means you can tell the difference between things.
Oh, okay.
In Gox's mind, Gox is discerning, because Gox can tell the difference between if something is alive or dead. If you've cut its head off, it's dead.
Yep. Discerning. Mm-hmm. Word of the day.
They also have a few cloaks of billowing. Those tend to be purchased by bards. And seeing Daldane's Doss loot strapped to Daldane's back, they do actively try to sell you a cloak of billowing.
How much?
That's a very good question. Roll me a d6. 50 gold.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
Now, do you have any cloaks that can help us breathe underwater?
Cloaks? Have you tried my cousin's shop? He sells hats. There's a few hats that can help you breathe underwater.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
But, you know, let me check. And he goes in the back, and he's in the back for a little while. You hear him rummaging around. And you do that thing that someone does when they're in a store and they're waiting and sort of stand there and shift them. Yes. Yes, that's what I was going for. You already have inspiration. So you can't get any more. They do happen to have a single cloak of the manta ray. And that particular item, their asking price is... I will roll in chat. 300 gold. If you are interested in getting more of them, they do know someone who could manufacture them. It would probably cost you about 500 gold per cloak. But this one they got used, and they're willing to part with it for 300. Turns out the last guy thought that he was going to be swimming through water. It was a pool of acid. It didn't end very well, but magical items can survive acid, no problem.
325 and throw in the cloak of billowing.
Sold.
And I hand Daldane a bag of money and figure you can figure it out from there.
Daldane, do you only take out 325?
Cox will not know.
Cox will not know.
He will not know.
Daldane was planning on paying for it herself, so she'll only take out 325 and hand the rest back.
Okay. Do we need anything else?
We need the location of that hat shop.
He provides it. Now, Gox, do you want me to remove the 325 from your account?
Yep.
Okay, I have pressed the button. You now only have 7,100 gold.
He still doesn't know.
I have this many.
Yes.
How much is this many? This much.
This much. It is this heavy. It is this much.
Actually, I think you have it in a bag of holding, so you don't even know how heavy it is.
That's true.
Well, I guess you don't have a whole lot of money because the bag isn't any heavier.
Yeah. Same amount. Feels same weight. Okay.
I guess I've got a lot more in there because I pulled out a lot and it weighs the same. Haven't even noticed the difference yet. When it starts to feel lighter, that's when I'll know I'm getting low. I need to make a character with a low intelligence score. It's like...
They're fun. They're really fun.
They are really fun. I'm gonna settle right now for Kevin, because Kevin is awesome.
Yeah, Kevin is awesome. That's true.
And no one actually, no, people who listen to this particular show have seen Kevin once.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. they haven't seen him in all of his Nazi bowling glory. And by the way, that means taking one Nazi, telekinetically lifting them, and then throwing them at other Nazis and knocking them all down. He taught them how to fly, just not how to land. All right, moving on. So you get to the hat shop, and my notes with all the prices are in another tab. Sorry, Mario. And the hat shop does, in fact, have a cap of water breathing. They are willing to part with it for 500 gold.
I do the same thing and hand out over the bag of gold. There you go.
Now, hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And to be clear, I'm handing it to Daldane. I'm not handing it to the sales guy.
We've got a guy who will make us cloaks of the manta ray for 500 gold. Are you sure you want to go that high on a cap of water breathing?
Oh, but look at the fine color choices of this cap. It goes well with your scales.
What's this cap look like? Like, what color is it? And, like, what's it look like?
Imagine, if you will, a circus tent. Now imagine something gaudier.
Okay, so it kind of looks like something Meepo would like.
You're not entirely sure Meepo doesn't have one.
Okay. Good to know.
I mean, what was her umbrella hat made out of originally?
She never asked.
Yeah. So there are colors on this that would go well with your scales. There are also colors that don't. And it's in a checkerboard pattern.
How do we know for sure that this thing really helps you breathe underwater?
That's an excellent question.
Daldane
doesn't have detect magic.
I do have a bucket over here. I mean, it's a little undignified to stick your head in a bucket, but it would work.
All right. Well, Gox, why don't you try it?
Okay, here, hold my hat.
Okay.
I don't want anything to happen in my hat. Okay, so I go
The hat brim is too wide to fit in the bucket.
Yeah, it's not gonna. You know, and I don't think that one meant to breathe underwater. So, okay, so I pull my hands out to the guy so I can try the hat on.
Okay, so you put the hat on. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna do anything with attunement right now. I'm just gonna say okay, but give me a dexterity check.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a healing spell ready.
I've rolled a 12, and dexterity is a plus 2.
Okay, so that's a 14. Here's the problem that you encounter.
Okay.
The bucket is what you'd expect a bucket to look like in a medieval setting. It's made of wood with some metal bars going around the sides to hold mm-hmm. everything in place. And it's the right size for a human to easily stick their entire head in.
Mm-hmm.
Kobolds are smaller than humans.
Okay.
But they have a snout that extends out from their face.
Okay.
This makes sticking your head in a bit more difficult. However, with a 14, you were able to do it. You don't do, like, if you'd rolled higher than that, I would have had you, like, doing a handstand on the bucket and dunking your head in, which mm-hmm. didn't look a lot. But this is not a good look for you.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. A few customers walk into the shop while you're doing this. They immediately turn around and walk back out again.
Okay, so...
But you are able, in fact, to breathe in the water up until you use up all the oxygen in the water, and then you start having a little bit of trouble.
Oh, okay, so then I try to get back out of the bucket, cough up the water.
Give me another dexterity check.
Okay. Rolled a 5 this time. Dexterity is still a plus 2.
Well, the good news is it's very easy to start breathing air again. You just have to fall over, which is, in fact, what you do. There's water all over the floor. The bucket is still, in fact, on your head.
Okay. So,
your armor class is up by 1 for as long as you are wearing this bucket on your head.
Okay, so the hat works for a little while, and then it stops.
Everyone's hearing, okay, so the hat works for a little while.
Yep. Then I'm going to try to get the bucket off my head.
Give me a strength check.
15. Strength is plus something, plus 8.
The good news is the bucket's off your head. The bad news is the bucket's not going to hold water for a very long time.
Okay. All right. So then I walk over to the guy and I hand him back the hat.
500 gold, and he won't charge you for destroying the bucket.
And I look at Deldane because I don't know if that's a good price or not.
Look, I'm not going to pay full price for a wet hat. I'll give you 300.
He casts prestidigitation. The hat is dry.
All right, 350.
I don't think that hat's a good idea. If where we're going is as far underwater as it may be, it might need something that lasts longer than that hat does.
It did stop working.
That's a fair point.
If I may interject, magical items do take a considerable amount of time, energy, and resources to craft, which is why they cost so much to begin with, as you already know. This person who told you that they could get them made for you for 500 gold, would he happen to run a cloak shop?
Possibly.
Ah, yes. Would that cloak shop happen to be 2 blocks down the road in that direction?
Yeah, but he ran that direction. Did you need him for something?
No, that the person who ran was somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah.
God,
that, that was a street vendor.
Oh, okay. Well.
And possibly just someone trying to sell something that they stole earlier.
Okay. Well, Gox didn't quite get that, so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, your response confuses the shopkeeper for a little while, but then he says, well, in any case, no matter which direction he ran, then I'll ask him later why he was running. But whatever. That's my brother. We have the same supplier, and I know the supplier. It's going to take him a good month to make the quality item that you're asking for. So I can sell you this cap now. It is already created and ready to go. Or you could, if you preferred, wait a month or two to get the cloaks that you need. I mean, it's your choice.
I'll do 450.
Give me a persuasion check.
How is my persuasion only plus 4? 10.
I'm kind of shocked about that, too. 475.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay. You now have a hat that looks like a fan of ska music gave it to a kid with a crayon. Lots of crayons.
Oh, my.
And then ironed it.
All right. Well, if Gox paid for that, then can you update the character sheet?
Oh, I paid for it.
I don't know if I did or not. You did? Okay. Then never mind.
Then I will not subtract the money from Gox's character sheet because that would make it twice as much and not worth it.
That's not going to work. Okay, cool.
Okay, so you have managed to get, between all of you, you have 3 different magical devices that will allow you to breathe underwater for a party of 5.
Well, what do we do now?
We can look for rings or amulets that will do the same thing.
Okay.
That would be a jewelry shop.
Yes.
Okay, give me an investigation check to see if you can find the jewelry shop, because you may have forgotten or not been told.
I've got
another 31.
Oh, well, you're all good.
You walk out of the cloak shop, and there is a shop in front of you that says Ronald's Rings Emporium. Tell her that you really love her with a ring that allows her to grow back that arm.
There's no better way to say you're sorry than with a ring of regeneration.
We have a spring sale on rings of jumping.
Okay, that one took me a minute.
There is an asterisk on one of the signs that says Ring of Free Action does in fact have a cost. Okay. And when you walk in, it looks like any jewelry store you have ever seen ever in real life. You've got the glass cases going all over the place. There's various finely dressed dragonborn. Okay, so I suppose it's not exactly like every jewelry shop you've ever gone into, because there are in fact dragonborn manning the shop. That would be a little awkward if you saw that in real life, I think. But they are finely dressed, look very serious. At least one of them is wearing a monocle, because monocle. And when you say what you are looking for, they do have a selection of rings that have to do with water. They have rings of swimming. They have rings of water walking. They have the Ring of Winter. Oh, wait. No, that shouldn't be out in the general show. Let's put that in the back. That's supposed to let them know we have that. And let's see what else they have. Rings of protection. They do not have any rings of water breathing.
Hmm.
Well, do you know how to make one?
Not personally. We only run the shop.
Okay.
Would it be possible to special order one?
We could make an inquiry based on what it usually requires to make a magical item. We would probably be able to craft one in maybe 6 weeks.
Well, thank you, but looks like we're going to have to look for some other options then.
And they graciously accept this information and help another customer.
All right, anyone else have any ideas?
So, wait, you can breathe underwater, right, Marwise?
As long as I'm wearing this cloak I found.
Okay.
In the hole.
Okay. And then I have a hat that can help you breathe underwater.
And you have another cloak that does the same thing.
We have two cloaks and a hat. Okay. So that's three?
Yes.
Well, we're three, I think. One, two, three. Yeah.
But we need something for Sox and Zeely.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, Deldane, you could turn one of us into something that breathes underwater.
Yeah, but that'll only last an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we could walk around and see if we find stuff, maybe?
You have, for the most part, exhausted the shops in this town that sell magical items, but there is still the city.
Well, that would still be walking around to find stuff, so sure.
All right, yeah, guess we're taking a trip to the big city.
All right.
I guess so.
Well, we've been playing for a little while. You want to take five, and then we'll continue on in the big city?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Gonna press buttons. I'm back, and so are the rest of us.
Yay!
Huzzah! Mm. And during the intermission, all the kobolds were able to find a carriage, and for the low, low price of 1 gold, they were willing to give you a ride to the gates of the city.
Okay.
All right. It takes a significant number of hours to get there. It is as exciting as it was on the ride over. Which actually slightly less because you saw this view before. And I appreciate the added GIF feature that is built into Discord. I will continue to say that because it will continue to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, you get into the city and it's full of bright lights because it's a big city. What do you do?
I go looking for magic item shops.
Give me an investigation check at disadvantage. Even Sidekick isn't sure this is a good idea.
Oh, no.
Well,
both of them 31.
Yeah, we're going to have to go with a 31 or a 31.
Yeah, wow.
We'll take the lower value of 31. Remember, kids, 2 plus 2 equals 5 for incredibly high values of 2. Or if you're using certain Pentium processors. Now, there's a reference most people won't get. I'm sorry? Well, in any case, you are able to find the shopping district, which has a wide variety of things, including magic shops. Are you specifically looking for Cloaks of the Manta Ray?
Yeah, that first, and then Caps of Water Breathing.
Okay, now let's roll to see what the first shop is offering for it. They're willing to part with their cloaks for 1,200 each.
Will they do 3 for 3,300?
Give me a persuasion check.
7. So probably not.
Oh, no. They'll do 3 for 40,000. Actually, no, that's... I mathed wrong. They will do 3 for 4,000.
That's more than 1,200 a cloak.
You rolled a 7 on your persuasion check, yes. The price went up. In trying to convince them that it would be a good idea to give you a discount for a bulk purchase, somehow you managed, you don't know how, to insult their mother.
All right, so I'm going to try this again. I'm going to stand behind Daldane and glare at the shopkeeper and see if that gives us a better price.
Okay, well, roll me an intimidation check. Let's see how this goes.
I've got a 13 intimidations plus 0.
You don't know exactly what happened, but you are dimly aware that you are now outside of the shop. You're all standing. You are all standing outside the shop. The door is closed, and the open sign has been turned around to closed.
Maybe I intimidated him too hard. Maybe there's another shop.
There are many shops, yes. Would you like to try to find another one?
Yes.
Okay, give me another roll. Investigation. Dirty
only 20. A 20.
Wow.
Plus 13. I need to come up with higher difficulty values if you've got plus 13 for a roll. This is very much like with Mutants and Masterminds, where arguably we were all playing superheroes, but we had insanely high bonuses to all of our rolls for the things that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick up this truck. Okay, well, you're going to have to roll a 25. Well, I got plus 15. Rolled a 10. Good. That was a fun game. But back to this. You are able to find another shop. This one is in a slightly shadier section of the shopping district. There are more vendor stalls that are outside of the shops on the street in this particular area. The shops are a bit more run down. Not like falling apart, but you can tell where they're about due to get a paint job done on them. Or were due a month ago, maybe more. So this one doesn't seem to be as high-end as the previous shop. And at this point, you've been walking around for a while, I'm going to say. Give me, anyone who cares, give me a perception check.
Got a 13 again. Perception is plus 5. Somehow.
Now I roll well. 22 for me.
Wow.
I would argue a 20 is still a high roll. Okay. All three of you are aware individually that someone is following you. Every time you look, you don't see any faces that look familiar to you. But you've got that feeling like there's eyes in the back of your head. You could try writing it off as the fact that you are probably the only kobolds in this city. But you don't know.
All right, I start looking at the color of the dragonborns around us to see if that changes significantly.
You're in the city proper now.
Yeah, I know.
There are very few dragonborn in the main part of the city. It is a melting pot of races. There are...
Oh, okay.
There are humans, dwarves, halflings, even a few gnomes. Although gnomes are still kind of rare. There's one or two tieflings. They're also pretty rare. There's a lot of elves. Even a significant number of orcs and half-orcs.
Wait a minute. I do have detect magic.
Oh.
I've literally never used it.
I cast detect magic. It appears.
Yeah, I failed that roll my first time looking through my spell list.
So is detect magic like when you can't find your phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, detect phone would be an incredibly useful spell. That's called having someone call your phone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And hoping it's not still on vibrate.
Or silenced or off. Yes.
Oh, yes, wow. Yes.
All right, but be that as it may, you can't pinpoint who would be following you with the roles that you have. You just have the sense that someone is tailing you, and then you go into the shop. And they are also selling Cloaks of the Manta Ray, and I'm going to paste something into chat. to see what their pricing is. And we will wait patiently. There we go. They're willing to sell you cloaks for $750 each. They don't look as nicely made as the previous ones that you saw that were a lot more. But 750 gold each is significantly lower than the price in the previous shop. And let's face it, to make an item magical to begin with, it needs to be of high quality.
How many do they have?
Right now they only have two, but they know a supplier who can make more.
And I'm going to hand Eldane the bag of money again.
Let me check something real quick.
I'm just going to Gox's character sheet to get to the equipment section. Gold.
Yep.
750 times 2 is 1,500.
I'm not going to try to persuade this time. Let's just pay him.
All right. Gox is down to 5,600 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, like, the one person who listens to this podcast is, like, sitting down with a calculator, like, did they do the math? Did they do it right? Now, if they haven't complained about anything else I do in this game, they're not going to complain about me getting the math wrong. I would appreciate if people were complaining that I got it wrong. It meant they were listening to the show.
Actually, with cost and a markup, it should be 745 gold apiece.
Thanks, I hate it. All right, well, you are now decked out in cloaks. You have more cloaks than you have people with you right now.
Excellent.
Yes. And you don't have one for Fenix, but Fenix Sr. has already made it kind of known that he is not going to be going off on your next adventure with you. Someone needs to stay at the homestead, and since it's his homestead, he's electing himself to do that.
What time of day is it?
It is, at this point, it's dusk. You've been going around for a while.
Oh, we should probably go get some food then. Gotta eat.
Hang on a moment.
Suddenly a magnificent mansion appears in the middle of the city.
Well, I was wondering if there was a handy blank wall.
Depends on what you mean by blank. They are covered with a variety of posters and or graffiti.
Well, okay, but walls without any, like, doors or windows in them.
Yes, there are alleyways, and the alleyways do not have any doors or windows. Or at least doors are spaced far enough apart.
Okay, then I will do my 1 minute cast to summon my magnificent mansion.
Okay. What's your mansion look like on the inside?
Kobold Warrens, right now.
All right.
With a bedroom for everyone and a common room for eating.
Fantastic. And I'm assuming at this point that this is the first time that everyone else has seen this. This might be the first time you've cast this ever.
I think this is the first time I've cast this.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, in game, in the actual game, yes, this is the first time you've cast this spell. But so far as your characters are concerned.
I think this is the first time Daldane has cast this.
Okay.
So even I'm not sure what's going to show up on the other side right now.
So we haven't gone in yet?
And I designate... I designate myself, Gox, and Marwise. We don't have anybody else with us, right?
No.
Okay.
You could designate the shadowy figure who's been following you, but that might not be wise.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. So, you go through the door?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It appears to be bigger on the inside.
Wow. Nice place you got, Daldane.
Thanks. It's new.
It has the new Warren smell.
Which is lack thereof, right?
Mostly dirt and stone dust. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there food in here?
Mm-hmm.
I go looking for food.
Sufficient food to serve a 9-course banquet for up to 100 people and a staff of 100 near-transparent servants who can perform any task a normal human servant can perform.
Okay.
Wow.
So, Gox, you are immediately aware that there are various ghosts going around and doing stuff.
Daldane, I think your house is haunted.
It's okay. They're friendly.
They're friendly?
Yep.
One of them holding a candelabra leads the rest of them in a chorus of Be Our Guest. Okay, at this point, I'm going to assume that you have a fine meal. You may or may not eat too much. and you are able to have another long rest.
Okay.
Your gold is not replenished through a long rest, unfortunately. But spell slots are.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of you used a spell, so.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I will cast the spell and then immediately replenish it.
Works for me. That's the best time to cast it.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, the server's about to reset. Use everything. Hand in all the daily quests. I will say there's one bad thing about the mansion, though. The Wi-Fi is very spotty.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's what you get for going with Comcast.
And being extra dimensional costs extra to have the cable run there.
It does. It does. You would be sticking with satellite, but unfortunately, it's underground. Okay, that hill is close to home. But never mind. All right. So, it's the next day. You step out of the mansion. You are in the middle of the city, in the shopping district.
We should probably head back to Fenix's place and let them know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
And distribute the cloaks.
And right. I start looking around to see if I can find a cab.
Investigation check.
Oh, I've got a 4. Investigation is actually -2.
You see a lot of people walking.
Maybe I'll lend a hand.
This is the game for Daldane. Another dirty 20.
Another dirty 20.
Okay, so you do find a cab. Persuasion check to flag it down.
Oh, jeez. 22.
How do you get its attention? You are shorter than almost everyone else in the city.
I put the... I put my hat on top of a long stick and wave it in the air.
Okay. The cab pulls up. The driver's a little surprised. They thought you'd be a gnome or a halfling. Not a baby dragonborn? Or whatever. In any case, if your gold is good, they'll take you back to town. That'll be 2 gold for the drive back.
Okay. I'll pay for this one.
All right. It's another long, boring trip.
Do we fall asleep?
That's up to you. I'm not even going to make a roll for that. If you want your character to sleep for this, go ahead and have him sleep.
Yeah, Gox is going to go to sleep.
Okay, and I think it's already been established that it's canon that Gox snores very loudly.
Snores loudly, yes.
Yes.
Yep. He doesn't know he does, though.
Well, how would he hear it?
Right, exactly. He was sleeping.
He wakes up frequently. It might be because with the snoring, the cab driver aims for potholes. Stop the snoring. He'll never tell.
Okay.
All right. And it becomes very obvious as you start, like when you're within like 10 minutes ride of the Fenix Estate, that something's wrong. There is a significant amount of smoke.
Oh, no. Well, we will. I will continue on my way toward the house.
I'm gonna follow.
Hope that it's just that Sox is having a cookout.
Well, when you arrive at the estate, there's a pretty good chance that the foundation can be saved, but the rest of it's on fire.
No.
And Fenix Senior is in front, and Sox is in front, and the first thing that Sox says is, "It's not my fault."
What happened, brother?
And that's where we're going to end it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, then.
Is Zeely's not in front?
No, you don't see Zeely.
Oh no. Dear.
There is an in-game reason why.
Oh, I figured there would be. Not.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in the middle going, "Fireball, fireball, fireball." No, they are not.
I cast Otto's Irresistible Dance on the fire.
It spreads.
But it can't do anything but dance.
It does a line dance and spreads into a wall.
What an image.
You hear country music playing in the background. It's getting worse.
Oh, no.
You know, I have create food and water. I wonder if I could create water as an impromptu fire hose.
You would be able to create the amount of water that create food and water says you can create. But that would not be a significant amount for a 2-story mansion.
But can I save the books?
That's a very good question. You know by this point that the library is in the back half of the house. So as you come to your home away from home and see it all up in flames, you can't see the library from where you are.
How good is my resist fire?
Resistance, basically what it means is when you take fire damage, you're going to take half of whatever the damage would be. But unless you're only taking a single point of damage, you're still going to get burned. So doing things like if you were, like, let's say Fenix Sr. was cooking bacon and you went and you pulled the bacon right out of the frying pan. To the average person, I would say you're going to take a point of damage from doing that. For you, I'd be like, you've got resistance. You round the point down by reducing it by half, so you don't take any. Okay. Walking through a burning building, you're going to get burned.
Okay.
And this is probably something that Gox would know through trial and error already.
Probably, yeah.
Like, ow, that hurt. Yeah, this one's okay. Gox has discovered that Gox can eat the bacon before anyone else can.
Mm-hmm.
Much to the dismay of everyone else who likes bacon.
Right. Oh, my.
Can also drink the coffee faster.
Well, unless Sox has a crazy straw like before.
You know what? If Sox doesn't, I'm going to tell Chris that Sox needs to have a crazy straw.
I thought he did. I thought maybe we talked about that, but I could.
If he doesn't, he needs to have one. And one of them specifically that, like, I've seen these in grocery stores where it's a bunch of, like, elbow bends and straight pieces so you can craft it to be whatever shape you want it to be.
Okay.
And cut to a scene where you see Gox just sitting at the table with a coffee cup in hand, and you see this straw with all these different right angle turns in it and a few loops just slowly inching its way piece by piece as Sox assembles it off camera, going towards the coffee cup. Meanwhile, Gox is oblivious to this because he's distracted by something else. Oh.
Bacon. Bacon.
Probably bacon.
Yeah.
Probably bacon. All right. Well, on that note, thank you everyone who stopped by. Thank you everyone who listened. We stream these live every Saturday. Come stop by because it's fun. And you get to listen to us silently think about what to do now. Not that we do that a lot. But in any case, today we've been joined by Ellie, Jen, and Cindy. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
My website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got a lot of Diablo 3 stuff and a whole bunch of completely unrelated other stuff, and I add stuff whenever I can.
I have a social media website at elekk.xyz, running Mastodon. And also, I am contractually obliged to plug EO's mother's website at elizabeth-mccoy.com, where you can find her writing.
I'm kind of curious to see the details of said contract, but never mind about that. And we now have a Discord server for Elec, specifically.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. Details are probably available on Elec. Well, until next time, have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.